Hello, 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 my fellow preppers. Welcome back to the Prepper Patty podcast, where we make doomsday prep a little less doom and a whole lot more fun. I'm your host, Prepper Patty, the one and only queen of preparedness, and today we're diving into a topic that's sure to leave you in the dark, quite literally. That's right, it's all about power outage preparedness. So grab your flashlights and candles, folks, because we're about to shed some light on how to make power outages a breeze. Stay tuned. Oh, the dreaded power outage. It's like nature's way of saying, surprise, you've been thrust back into the dark ages. But hey, the likelihood of power outages is actually pretty high, especially with extreme weather events becoming more common. You've got your thunderstorms, your heavy snow, your high winds knocking down trees like they're dominoes. And let's not forget about the occasional squirrel that decides to have a snack on a power line. Those fluffy little creatures are truly nature's little troublemakers. But in all seriousness, power outages can really disrupt our lives, and that's why it's so important to be prepared. Not only does it mean we won't have to stumble around in the dark looking for our stash of emergency candles, but it also means we can keep our refrigerators running and avoid any science experiments growing in the back. Plus, being prepared can give us peace of mind and save us from major headaches when the lights do go out. So, whether it's a little flicker or a full-blown blackout, understanding the risks and being prepared can help us keep our cool and maybe even have a little fun in the process. You never know, it could turn into a spontaneous game night by candlelight. Just watch out for those competitive family members. So you're sitting at home, minding your own business, and suddenly the power goes out. You fumble around in the dark for a flashlight, stub your toe on the coffee table, and start wondering if you'll ever get to finish that Netflix series you were binging. But fear not, my dear listeners. There are alternative power sources out there that can save the day and your Netflix marathon. From solar panels to generators, we've got the lowdown on the options for keeping those lights on. First up, we've got solar panels. Ah, the power of the sun. It's like nature's very own energy drink. Install some solar panels on your roof, harness the power of those glorious rays, and voila, you've got yourself a renewable source of electricity that's not only good for the environment, but also for impressing your neighbors with your eco-friendly swagger. Now let's talk generators. These behemoths of power are like the superheroes of the blackout world. When the electricity grid takes a nosedive, generators swoop in to save the day, keeping your fridge cold, your phones charged, and your sanity intact. Just make sure you've got enough fuel on hand, or else you'll be stuck in the dark while your generator sits there looking pretty. So there you have it, folks. When the lights go out, don't sweat it. With solar panels and generators in your corner, you'll be ruling the blackout like a boss. And who knows, you might just come out of it with a newfound appreciation for the simple joys of candlelit dinners and board games by lantern light. All right. So you found yourself in the dark thanks to a power outage. No need to panic. It's time to shed some light on the situation, literally. Let's talk about our trusty sidekicks in the dark. Flashlights. Ah, the classic flashlight, your go-to guide in the dark. Just don't forget to stock up on batteries, because there's nothing worse than being stuck in the dark with a flashlight that's as dead as a doornail. And let's not forget about the humble candle. Not only does it provide light, but it also adds a touch of ambience to the darkness. Just be sure to practice a bit of fire safety. We don't want this power outage turning into a disco inferno, do we? Now, if you want to get extra creative, consider using those glow-in-the-dark sticks. Who wouldn't want to feel like they're at a rave in the comfort of their own home? And for those who are feeling a bit more adventurous, why not try improvising with some string lights or even a lava lamp? Just think of the power outage as an opportunity to flex your creativity in the dark. So there you have it, a guide to navigating the dark with a dash of humor and creativity. because when life gives you a power outage, make sure you're armed with some laughter and lighting solutions. All right, so we've covered the basics of what to do during a power outage, but let's talk about keeping things safe and sound. First off, when the lights go out, it's important to keep our food from spoiling faster than a reality TV show romance. You want to keep that fridge closed as much as possible to maintain the cool temps. You know, it's like that friend who always leaves the door open. Not cool. Oh, and speaking of food, keeping non-perishable items on hand is a must. It's like having your own little survival stash to get you through. And let's not forget about the emergency kit. This thing is your best friend during a blackout. Flashlights, batteries, first aid supplies, it's like your own personal superhero utility belt. Just remember, safety first, and you'll be riding out that blackout like a boss. Thanks for tuning in to Prepper Patty, your go-to source for all things preparedness. Remember to stock up on those canned goods, flashlights, and board games for the next power outage. Stay prepared, stay safe, and keep those emergency kits handy. Until next time, this is Prepper Patty signing off, and as always, stay ready for anything.